You're listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod with Kyle Rush and Ben Taylor.
Apparently it was embarrassing because Tiger wouldn't leave.
Oh, there we go.
What's up, everybody? We're back again. It's episode 252.
You didn't say we're getting started. You just hit it.
Of the Bad Dad, the Bad Dad Pod Golf or something. The Dad Bod Golf Pod.
I haven't even been drinking. That's the bad part.
Yeah, well, yeah. I caught him in the middle of explaining something from the PNC today. So, anyway, happy Monday. We're back. Mm. We're ready to talk about the PNC over the weekend. But before we get started, tonight's episode is brought to you by BetOnline, the number one sports betting website in the country. Sign up today. Use your 50% welcome bonus. BLEAV is the code. And like I already said, get a 50% welcome bonus. Give them $100. They're going to give you $50 back to play with on top of it. Stack it wherever you want to. I mean, they got lines for everything. Golf, live lines for football, live lines for basketball, all first half, second half, whatever. They got it all.
Bowl season is here.
Bowl season.
We're recording this and it's been NFL all day Sunday, but bowl season's back on Monday all the way through this week.
It's December 19th. There's been like 12 bowls already. It's crazy. It's crazy. There was six on Saturday. Anyway, check it out. Bet online is where the game starts. So, Ben, this weekend, no real golf, but there was the PNC two-man scramble type thing that has become like the greatest thing ever because you get to see Tiger and Charlie. Tiger's in a cart, so he's fresh for the most part, so he's hitting great golf shots and get to watch two rounds of him play. Well, I say two rounds. The fact that it didn't come on until one on Saturday is an absolute travesty. And they had played like the whole front nine, like unbelievable. Like not only did it not just come on until one, like I don't think you could watch it anywhere. It wasn't on like PGA Tour Live either. I don't think
And even when it first came on, well, it was like at noon that first day. You could watch the first hour, but it was on friggin' Peacock. Stop with that, golf. Please stop doing that where you have to stream Peacock and they just want you to do a subscription and they're asking you just to do it for an hour. I'm not paying $7.99 a month.
But even with an hour, it's not the whole – it wasn't the whole –
you can see like three holes.
Yeah, so it's not even the whole thing. Like, well, that's must-see TV. Like, put it on Golf Channel to start off with from the beginning and then switch it over to – well, I guess it was on – and then switch it over to NBC. I think it should be
– NBC.
Yeah, it made no sense. It was kind of cheated us a little bit, but we got cheated even more, I feel like, because I don't know all the ifs and buts of the story, but Charlie hurt himself really that badly. I think was it on Friday before?
It was Friday on the range before the
they did the pro-am.
The pro-am thing that they did. He did something on the range. I don't know if it was during a drill or he just like stepped on a ball and rolled his ankle like on the range or what. Nobody
rolled his ankle bad. And it was his left ankle, which is where you try to get all your weight shifted left on your, he couldn't turn on it. He couldn't do anything. And I mean, it was like watching the Bad News Bears for a while because I mean, just from the watching them both walk around because Charlie's using his putter as a cane. And he's swinging without a turn. And I mean, I saw him one of his drives, he pumped it out. He had 155 mile an hour ball speed with no like lower half, which was pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. But he couldn't hit wedges. But like every once in a while, he would muster up the ability and hit an incredible shot like into a par three or something like that. But you could definitely tell it was painful. And like we had been psyching ourselves up to watch this kid hit it past Tiger, hit it 300 yards. And bless his heart, I know he had to be crushed because he was basically a liability the whole weekend.
Yeah. He even said that Tiger carried him pretty much both days and he didn't add. I mean, he made a couple of putts, but I mean, that's just because he didn't have to use his ankle. And they used maybe a drive or two of his. Just because Tiger got in some trouble off the tee a couple of times. So Charlie at least was still hitting it straight and getting it out there off the tee. But it wasn't that 290 that we've heard about or 285 that we've heard about. It was like 240, 250.
Big old cut.
And thank goodness they allowed, you know, I put it on the Dad Bod Golf Pod Twitter. At first, he was going to have to tee off with the same tee box as John Daly and Vijay Singh. And I was like, this is stupid. He's 13 years old. They're Charlie proofing the course already.
Yeah. That's
and because all
it's
because
age
they heard
based he did, anyway.
Yeah. And that's the thing is they all because they heard he could hit 290, 300. So they were like, oh, well, then we're putting him back there. It's like, no, you can't do that. He's 13 years old. Like, you got to leave him up there at the front tee box.
Even like, I mean, most levels of golf are, I mean, it's are based off age groups. It's not the drive, chip, and putt. Like, it's not anything to do with skill level. I mean, that was kind of a weird deal. Yep, you're right. They did vote to flip it back, and that ended up being like really good because he couldn't hit it very far at all. I was so bummed. I was so bummed because
still, 240 to 250 off of a 13-year-old and a bad leg, still pretty darn good.
No, totally, totally. But like, I was ready to see like the full array of shots and everything. Mm-hmm. He did hit. I saw two of the par threes. He hit really good shots into. They used his shot. He putted great. He made some. They both putted amazing, especially the first day. Yeah, but I just was just kind of a bummer. I feel like they could have ran away with it. I definitely feel like they run away with this thing if Charlie's a little bit healthy, because hell, they shot 13 under. They shot 13 under the second best round of the day on Saturday, and it was essentially all Tiger. Like, Charlie could barely, you know, he could barely move.
Yeah, as people have said, it's the walking thing that's got to catch up to Tiger, because the golf is back. I love the fact that the post-round interview, they asked JT, they said, how true is it that he is out driving you? And JT was like, it's 100% true. Like, even in practice, when we're playing around, you know, at the home course with nobody around, he's like, he's pumping it past me off the tee. I mean, we saw it in the match. We saw it Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or we saw it Saturday, Sunday. They didn't play with the Thomases on Friday during the Pro-Am. He played with Annika Sorenstam, which is awesome too, by the way. That exchange that her son had with Tiger last week was just phenomenal. And, because I guess he'd never met him. You would think the greatest female golfer in the world would have introduced her son to Tiger Woods by now, but he'd never met him. So
I got a question on that. I got a question on that. What's the deal with his last name being different? Is it one of those things where, like, she never changed? She never took the last name?
She never took her. Yeah, she never took her husband's last name.
So her husband's last name is McGee. Her husband's last name is McGee, but she's still married to him.
Yes, yes. He was there. He was on the bag.
Okay.
He was either on her bag or his bag, one of the two.
He could putt lights out.
Yes,
he could putt absolute lights out. And he was, I mean, a very confident little kid. I mean, he was probably, how old was he, like 9, 10 years old, maybe?
He was like 9, 10, or 11. He was definitely younger than Charlie.
And Charlie dwarfed him. Charlie was, he looks pretty massive already.
Yeah, Charlie's lifting. I don't know.
He could be on steroids.
I don't know if he's doing steroids like Kyle said. By the way,
that's why he's all injured all the time now.
So I was at home with family this weekend, and Kyle sends me that text, and I said Charlie Woods is on steroids, and I just say it out loud, and like apparently everybody picked up, and we're watching it, they're like, where did you hear he was on steroids? Like, where did you hear that? And I was like, nothing. It's nothing.
My inside.
I should have never said anything. I said, everybody pay zero attention to what I just said. I said, Kyle and I were going back and forth. I said, he is ripped. He's definitely lifting, because when he's been over, he's got back muscles that are like bigger than most pros. So he's lifting weights.
You know what happens when you do steroids? You get injured. You get injured a lot easier. I'm just saying. Dude. I'm just saying. He's taking horse steroids. No, he looked good. He's going to be a good player. I mean, they were talking about, they were showing highlights on whenever Tiger caddied for him in some of the junior events. He shot 68 in one of his junior events this past summer. And I feel like we could have really seen some fireworks had he not been a little bit dinged up.
Oh, from playing.
Was it any better today? Was it any better yesterday on Sunday? Or was it still the same for the most part?
No, it was worse, because on Sunday, anything 8-9 wedge or any lob or sand wedge, he could not hit. He chunked everything. It was like he was scared to plan on it.
Yeah.
When he was hitting anything longer than that, he basically was not planning. It was almost like he was leaning back to lift the ball, so it allowed him to hit it. And he was hitting a sweeping slice. It wasn't a fade. It was more of a slice. But yeah, the Sunday, it didn't get any better. They were walking better. Both of them were Sunday morning when they got to the course. So it was about hole, probably, again, they didn't pick up till friggin' they were on number 9 or 8, maybe putting out on 8 or something. They didn't pick it up till late again. And I still refuse to subscribe to Peacock to watch the 1 hour of it. They seem to not be limping that much when they first, but as soon as they made the turn, that's my thing with Tiger. I don't know if he's going to be able to walk.
Walking,
he was
man,
in the cart. And as soon as he got to like 11 or 12 today, he started favoring it like really bad.
Yeah.
And so that's 3 days of golf in a cart. That's not even 4 days of walking.
But is he favorite? Like you and I talked about this though. We'll get to Tiger and let's get to Tiger in just a second. I'm still talking about Charlie and his injury. So today, yesterday, Sunday, one of the things I did see, it was like the fourth or fifth hole was a par five, and they parred the first hole, which is then you're like, all right, we'll get them next year. They birdied the second hole, then they parred the third hole. They may have parred the fourth hole, and then they had a par five. And they had a long eagle putt, and Charlie jars it and tries to do a fist pump, and he almost falls down. Like it was like he went to fist pump, and he's like, "Oh crap, I forgot. I can't put any weight on this foot." That's what kind of injury he had. I mean, I rolled my ankle so bad one time that the doctor said, "I got good news and bad news. The good news is it's not broken. The bad news is it's not broken." He's like, "Because it probably would have been better had it just broke instead of the strain that it put on everything without breaking." So those can be nagging, you know, like when you watch football, if they get a high ankle sprain, like they're done for the year. Basically, it's just nagging for 6 months. So yeah, it was painful to watch. You could tell he was just not himself. He was just not himself.
I did find it interesting because there were people that asked why he and Tiger kept, I honestly thought after, when they got to 18 on Saturday, I think if they weren't in contention, they would have probably bowed out.
Yeah.
Both of them would have. But they were asking Saturday after the round, you know, is he okay to keep going? You got to understand how this looks with your son limping around pretty bad, and y'all are still playing an event that just doesn't count, doesn't matter. Tiger essentially said, well, he's in pain. And as long as he can handle the pain, then he's going to play. But he's not injured. He's been cleared by the doctors. Like we've looked at him. Does it hurt? Yes. As he said, he wants to keep going. It's his decision.
And so, you would have had to kidnap Charlie and taken him away. Like that's the only way he was not going to finish that. So I want to segue a little bit into, since we talked about Charlie's injury. Okay, I wanted to set that up. Okay, to talk about how injured he was. All right, how badly he could barely swing the club. Okay, after day one, they shot 13 under. Okay, the lowest score was 14 under. JT and his dad, healthy dad is pretty solid player, especially if he gets to play up there. He was hurt a little bit the year last year, so his back was hurt a little bit. This year, dude can play. So So just think about that, okay? Think about where I'm going with this, okay? They shot 13 under. Charlie is by far the weakest player on the team. Like by far, he cannot hit an iron shot into a green. Like he just can't hit a whole lot of shots. Tiger Tiger played absolutely phenomenal. It was unbelievable. He looked like old Tiger, pumping it way out there, hitting. Club twirling irons into par fives, hitting big cut irons into par fives. It was incredibly exciting to watch him play, and the way he played Saturday.
That was the part, like, that's why it bothers me about the whole walking thing. And I'm hoping that's one thing we were talking about earlier. I'm hoping this is just going to be a constant limp for the rest, like the rest of his life. It's just going to happen because he didn't wince. Not once did he wince or anything. He didn't. He just limped. I mean, he didn't favor it. He didn't do the grimace thing where, like, after he hit or he landed or he stepped with that foot, he didn't do any of that stuff. And he's still pumping it out there 300 yards. I mean, he was out driving JT sometimes 20 yards.
I'm thinking about this. And that's kind of where I'm going with this whole thing. Like, his leg was completely rebuilt. Like, when they said comminuted fracture, where it's like it's a compression explosion is what happened to his leg in pieces. So they had to essentially his legs could be different lengths now. Like, I mean, it's literally like a completely rebuilt leg. Like, the muscle definition is wrong in one versus the other. So, like, I'm wondering, is it painful? Is that what it is? Is it the pain from it, or that makes him walk the way he does? Or is it just that his leg just functions differently and he's going to have that little giddy up, that little, you know,
hitch in his stride. Yeah.
Yeah. So, because, man, the swing is there. The swing is there. The wedges are there during the pro-am. They're on 18, which is a par five. There's a big runoff on the back. On 18, they watched him. He hit like, I don't know how many, Ben, 15, 18 wedges from that below area, and he could hit it.
Mm-hmm.
He would hit one up, and then he would try to hit one close to it. Like, and he was hitting different shots each time. And, like, they would be – you could throw blankets over. I mean, he hit every single shot that you can hit. I was blown away. There was a par five on the back. They really, really needed an eagle. They'd had, like, a couple of pars in a row. And they Charlie did the best he could. He hit a drive way out right. And Tiger hit a bomb, but he just hit it too far left. And it took a big hop and went into the hazard. So they had to hit, like, a cut around the trees. Charlie couldn't get it. I think he made contact, but it was, like, way right. So Tiger had to hit a shot, and he hits an iron and twirls it from, like, 220 with a cut to, like, 10 feet. And I think they pour it in for eagle. Like, it was – He was fired up, and he was hitting shots. It was.
He did it again today. On 16, they didn't do very well on 17, and did okay on 18. But on 16 today, they used Charlie's drive because Tiger was trying to get a little extra. Actually, no, they used Tiger's drive. They ended up using Tiger's drive. So Tiger birdied it on his own. Used Tiger's drive. It didn't quite get in the bunker. They had 82 yards in. This is what I like. When he was hurt before, when he came back, his wedges weren't there. Kyle, he almost made it from 82 yards.
Yeah.
He said, and Charlie had just gone and blocked it right in the blocked an 82 yard shot. That's how bad his day was going with wedges. Yeah. He blocked it in the water on 16.
Yeah.
And so that with the pressure on and need to just get a ball on the green. I mean, he tells Joey that he's like, I got to throw it. He said, I'm thinking like 10 pass. He said, and it'll work its way back. And he said, and I got to make sure I stay left of the pin, because when it breaks, when it comes back, it's going to break right. So I need to play that. And he hit it exactly where he said, and he left it, I don't know, 8 inches to the left of the cup. Like, he, when you're that dialed in, when you know from 82 yards where you're about to put it, like, that's the Tiger we knew. And I know everybody sits there and they go, yeah, but it was a simple wedge shot. It doesn't matter. He called the shot. He just said, I'm throwing it 10 past. I'm bringing it back. It needs to break this way, so that way it's got a chance of going in. And it was like missing a putt for 8 inches.
It's like incredible.
He lagged a wedge.
This is what,
82 yards.
This is another thing. This is another thing that is exciting to me from watching this. So if you think you can't hit those shots unless you are grinding every day, okay? You can't, right. You don't have the touch like that. You just don't have the hands, especially as much of a hand. He's all about hands and feel the way he hits shots. Like, you have to be hitting those shots a lot. You don't hit those shots a lot. Like, you don't practice those shots a lot unless you got plans. You know what I mean? So seeing him be able to hit those shots makes me think that he he definitely has the master circled. Like, he's definitely thinking he's going to be able to play. And if you can just get the walking part down, I think he's going to be back. Now, how good, at what level, I don't know. Who cares? Like, just
well, his distance is dialed in. I mean, that's the thing that he's got.
Yeah.
And so the distance is dialed in. His yardages are dialed in. He would change clubs. He was pin high a lot of times. There were, even when he would miss right or left, he'd be pin high. So his yardages are there. He knows, he's back to knowing how far he hits the ball. He said that was his biggest thing when he was trying to come back before, is he wasn't hitting it well. So he was taking an extra club, and then he'd catch it in the screws and he'd fly the green, and so then he'd dial it down, and then he'd come up short. Like, I saw that stat the other day. There was that guy that floated that stat out there on Twitter, and it was like, you know, temper your expectations when you're people like us, because even Tiger Woods from inside of 120 yards only hits the green 40% of the time. I mean, think about that. Tiger Woods, inside of 120 yards, hits the green between 40 and 50% of the time, meaning half the time he misses the green from inside of 120.
Yeah.
So it was like, temper your expectations, because you're not Tiger Woods. So. Sure.
Be way less than that. No, I get it.
And so now that is back, now that stat will definitely change in this coming year. That's just from when he came back the first time. That was his statistic. Now that's back, him doing that, like you were talking about, having to make something out of nothing, from a blocked Charlie ball to, you know, now today Charlie's in the water. He's got ball in hand to have to do something for the team just to put it on the green. And he lags up an 82-yard pitch shot. That's amazing to me. So,
he's amazing. Know. He's amazing that he's even still trying to even play at that level. It's just, it's incredible. So, VJ and his son, I can't remember his son's name. They won. Who cares? You know,
right. Nobody cares. I was pulling for the Dailies. The Dailies tied them on 18 with an eagle putt. John Jr. did. He made one from off the green, and I like fist pumped. I was like, okay, so now we just need VJ to screw up. And there were too many holes left, because the Dailies were finishing up on 18 when VJ and them were on 13, I think. So, yeah. I mean, with five holes left, a par five, easy par four, that one that Tiger had 80 yards into. I mean, they had that one left, so you kind of knew that was not going to hold up.
I mean, 59 is pretty solid.
Yeah, that's not bad.
They're pretty good. I don't know how good his son's must be a really good player.
I am curious. They have said this before, you know, because they had that thing that went viral on Twitter about that team that turned in, like, whatever it was, a 40-something, where they had an albatross, and they eagled every par five, and they also eagled a couple of par fours, and how they cheat. And it was like, yeah, but could pros do that? Like a four pro? Because these are not even two pros playing together. And they shot 59-59. What if you had four pros playing a four-man scramble?
Yeah.
What would the score be?
18 to 20 under, I think.
I think so. I think you're right.
But, hey, you know. Speaking of that, so I talked to a guy about that. Okay, so that video was in Dothan. Dothan RTJ. The Highlands.
That was
the Highlands, okay. RTJ. So I had somebody that knew a little bit of the backstory behind that tournament. Okay. So it's a little dishonest. The reporting on it is very dishonest.
Okay.
You've played in these tournaments before where they have like crazy stuff that you can buy to get, like the string thing where, like, if you're, there was tons of that. Of that everywhere. So, like, no, there was not guys that went out there and just shot 40, whatever it was, under 46 under. What was it? 46, 48 under. That was not the case.
It was a sub 50 round. I know that.
It was not dudes out there balling out or lying on their card saying that's not what it was. It was like a goofy scramble, where they had all these different things where if you paid $20, you got an automatic, you know, hole in one or something crazy. Like, okay, that's the kind of stuff it was. It was, or the throw, you know, you got the throw and you got the string, and then you got the big cup on some stuff. Like, that's the kind of thing. There was one hole, I think, that had three pins on it, and one pin, if you went in the right hole, it was minus three. If you hit it in one hole, it was minus three. If you hit it in another hole, it was like even. If you hit it in another hole, it was plus three to your score. So it was one of those goofy golf. So if you saw that, it's a little bit misleading. Okay. It was not just like they played it off like it was just some dude's pencil whipping everybody. Yeah. It was one of those goofy.
I was going to say, because they showed the video of the guy accepting the prize he ain't shooting for first place. There's no chance that dude ever shoots anywhere. I don't care what team he's on. He's not shooting sub 50.
No chance.
Yeah,
I'm with you. And I saw it and I was like, that's pretty skeptical. I said, that's bull crap. And then I didn't think about it. I didn't think about it again. And then someone that I played golf with was from that area. And he's like, yeah, did you hear about this? He goes, it's kind of, everybody's kind of, you know, joking about it, but this is what really happened. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
They need a chance to tell their story then, man. That's something, because it sure did not look good. I can tell you that.
Yeah, for sure. So VJ wins. The dailies made a run, but there was just way too many holes left. This is a great tournament. So we've had three golf exhibitions in a row. Hero, the Match, and PNC. And I think we need more exhibitions.
Especially during this downtime, because now with the season starting in January instead of that real messed up season like they've always done where it starts in like October.
Yeah.
And so this is the time to be in South Florida and, you know, wherever else they got to go that's warm weather, go to back to the Bahamas and do something, whatever it takes. I think it's been fun. I mean, I hate that, you know, Tiger couldn't play in his own Hero World Challenge, which was real golf. Maybe we need more stuff like that. Maybe there needs to be, you know, another pro that puts on a tournament or something that counts. So some other pros can play in it and we can watch, because even though it's not part of the regular season, it still can count point wise. So it should be interesting, because they were going ahead and plugging the Tournament of Champions that'll be played in Hawaii kicks off the season. And that's like January 5th. So we're not going to see real golf until January 5th.
Right, for another couple of weeks. So, I don't know. I'm thinking more like they should work it into the season. Work them in, like some of the off weeks or something. I mean, it's just fun. It's something different. I think it's kind of the messaging from the Live. Like, it's just golf's got to be, got to change it up a little bit in some way, somehow. And these 3 weeks have been good.
I told you the QBE shootout that I saw. I mean, there needs to be more of that. I mean, that where good. Like Nelly and
that one counted, I think, though, didn't it?
QBE
shootout. Did they get points for that?
I don't know if they got points. I mean, it was like a Ryder Cup format. First day it was scramble, alternate shot second day, and then four ball on second day. So I doubt it did. Usually those tournaments don't count. Once they enter a scramble in there, they don't count anything.
I got you.
So I love that stuff. You know, some of the stuff you didn't get to hear a whole lot of it, but some of the banter that took place between Charlie and Tiger and the Thomases, I love the line that Tiger said that with them being one shot behind the lead and behind the Thomases, the text started flying like this morning at 6:30 in the morning, already talking trash before they even got to the course. And some of the things that's even between Tiger and Charlie on 18, they used Charlie's drive on the second shot into the green, the approach shot on the par five. He rolls it up. He tops it, or basically blades it, and rolls it up there. It rolls past the bunker and sneaks not on the green, but on the fringe. It's definitely a putt that they have. And they had to transcribe it down at the bottom because you couldn't really hear with all the cheering going on.
Yeah. But
Charlie like gets back to the cart and he's like, where'd that go? And then Tiger's like, get in the cart. Like he, like giving it to his son, he was like, just get in the cart. Like, just stop. And that stuff I love. I mean, cause you can tell then they're like buds playing together instead of father, son playing together. And then just the banter between Charlie and they kind of took it easy on him cause he was hurt. But I don't know. And I told you, I would love to hear explanation behind the Snoopy thing comment at the end on the post round interview.
Yeah, Charlie's Snoopy hat.
And JT's dog is named Snoopy. So I'm curious what kind of bet took place. I'm sure it had to do something with, because he wore the Tiger hat Saturday. And so there had to have been some sort of bet, because the Thomases beat the Woods on Saturday. that Charlie had to wear something that they gave him or something. And then JT's dad called him Snoopy all day. And so I'm
Something different. There's something more to that, because they acted weird. They acted really weird. They asked him why he had a Snoopy hat on. He's like, well, honestly, because it's the only hat that I had that would fit or something
that fits
like
well
that.
In my closet. Only hat in my closet that fits this well.
And then Tiger said, great answer. Yeah. So like, clearly that's a little sketchy.
Yeah, there's something going on there.
Yeah, I'd love to know more about that. We'll probably figure it out. Are you sure he only wore it? Are you sure he only wore it on Saturday?
On Sunday, he didn't wear it Saturday. He wore his dad's TW hat on Saturday.
Ah, I'm seeing Snoopy hat. I'm looking at it right now.
When he's in the pink?
Oh yeah, he wore Snoopy hat all weekend in the pink shirt. In the pink shirt. So, there's definitely something to that. We'll dig a little deeper. He wore it on the Pro-Am day too. I'm looking at it all right now. Yeah.
So there is something deeper. Nobody will say what it is.
We'll have to do some crack staff. We got our buddy who we have an insider down at Medalist. I'll have to see if we can figure out the story behind that. So we'll check into that. But
what
is
up with the Snoopy hat?
Snoopy hat. Yep. Got to find out what's going on with Snoopy hat. Well, it's going to be cold all week. So it's going to be cold here all week. So it's probably not going to be a ton of golf. It's just wild. So that's why I'm geared up.
Have you seen the weather Saturday, by the way? Have you seen the weather Saturday, by the way?
High of 30 or something like that.
Yeah, like a high of like 26.
Yeah.
Low of 10.
In Alabama. That's 10. We shut stuff down for that. We don't go places because of that.
Yes.
It could be sun out, like people north of Tennessee just laugh at us. Like we can't handle it. But no, it's gonna be cold. But we just got our quarterly box. Ben hasn't gotten his yet, but our quarterly box from Swanee's. Hope everybody signed up for that. We used our coupon code DadBodGolf25. This box came with a sweet. What do you call this, Ben? I saw this conversation.
I call it a Sugan. Some people call it toboggan. A beanie, since it's got the thing at the top, it gets known as the beanie.
I call it a toboggan.
Yeah, it's a toboggan. I mean, I grew up calling it toboggan, and I think when I got to college, people called it Sugan, so it became a Sugan.
Sugan's weird. I've never heard Sugan sounds. It makes me nervous when I hear it.
Northerners call it a toque, and I don't know why I don't. So that is weird. I don't know what that is. So any of my Northern friends that are listening to this, or that you tell us what that is, because that's dumb. I'm just gonna tell you that's dumb.
Yeah. So we got
that's as dumb as soccer. That is.
There you go. Wow. And the World Cup just ended, I think. Did it end? I don't know. I didn't watch. Yes.
So, it is. It's over.
Yeah. What was the score, like 1-0? Something.
Who cares?
Anyway, use coupon code DadBodGolfPod-25. Get yourself it's probably too late to get your present in by Christmas, but you know what? Buy a gift card. Yeah. Buy a gift card for somebody. Send it to them so they can pick out their own thing. So you don't have to risk the whole awkward, I don't like that, it's the wrong size, or already have that. So check them out today. Save it big. Swanees.co. Life's a party. Dress for it. Ben, let's talk in a couple of days. Surely something golf will happen. Maybe have some scenarios, little fun a little bit later. All right, we're going to have to do a lot of scenario stuff because there's no golf for
– Yeah, there's
no real golf to talk about for about 2 weeks. So maybe somehow do something stupid and we can talk about it.
It's like 3 weeks. The only saving grace we have is we're coming up on Christmas. But the thing is, that's on a weekend, so we'll still be doing some shows that week probably.
Yes, sir.
We may tone it down to not do a ton of shows, but still we're going to do a show that week because Christmas is on like a Sunday and New Year's is on like a Sunday. So we'll be around.
Yep, absolutely. Have a great week. Episode 252 of the Dad Bod Golf Pod. We're always,
always
stroking.
You've been listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod. Always stroking.